WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Facts. Good morning, 7:35. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man?
925-WIRX, 925-9479. The topic this morning is a kind of an interesting one. So I was reading up on this, and apparently the TV show Storage Wars, all right? You know the show?
Yep.
If you're not familiar with it, it's on History Channel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And basically what it is people, they focus on this one group, I believe in Texas. Texas or is it California?
I think it's Cali.
California, you're right. Yeah, California. And they just go to these storage facilities and bid on lockers that have been, have been confiscated?
Confiscated, repossessed.
So if you don't pay your bill at these storage lockers, they take it. Like, that's our stuff now. You didn't pay your bill. And I don't know what the rules, if it's like after 60 days or 90, wait, anyway, that's besides the point. The point is they take it and then they sell them off, and the people who buy them then get to have the contents in that locker. So long story short, this guy buys this locker from this Storage Wars setup thingy, has a safe in it. The safe ends up having $7.2 million.
Which is
$7.2 million.
Legit.
That's crazy.
Because the show's fake.
The show is set up. I have heard of once it started kind of getting ratings they started planning things. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if this is planted or what. It doesn't seem like it was.
Yeah, you would know.
Are they going to plant $7.2 million?
No.
That's
no,
what I mean.
Hell no, they wouldn't do that.
So this is pretty crazy. And Dan Dotson, the guy, the auctioneer, he's the one that posted the video talking about this. Now, here's the real kind of controversy that's happening. The original owners of the locker that got sold, not the guy that bought it, the people who lost it, sued the guy who bought it to get the money back.
This just blows my mind.
Which is kind of ridiculous.
I'm gonna sue you for doing something completely legal.
They originally offered the new owner $600,000 to return the cash, but then the two sides eventually settled on $1.2 million.
What? How? And why? Why? All sales are final.
Yeah. All sales are final.
You bought that locker fair and square. What's in that locker is yours, and you're not entitled to give that money to anybody because you bought it.
Now, the people also who had the locker obviously didn't pay their bills. They weren't, and if what, you lose $7.2 million, like, oh, I forgot that was in there.
Yeah.
It's not like it was like $100,000, $50,000. I mean, even, I wouldn't forget $50,000, $20,000. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
$50 I know was in there. Oh, yeah, there's absolutely. That $50 bill sitting in that coffee can that's in the bottom of that safe.
Yeah.
I need to go get that $50.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the question is, should the person had to have given the money back? Again, they settled on $1.2
million. Just blows my mind.
925-WIRX, 925-9479.
No, you shouldn't have to settle and giving the money to anybody. It's
okay,
yours.
Now, let's say someone said, oh, my God, we didn't realize it was in there. Can we have that money back?
Yeah, no.
That was our grandpa's locker, and we didn't realize that $7.2 million was in there.
Is grandpa still alive? No? Well, he wouldn't care.
So. He wouldn't care. Who's in there? Obviously, he didn't want you to have it,
right,
or he forgot about it. So you wouldn't give any of the money back.
Hell no. It's your money. You bought it fair and square. You didn't know it was in there.
Now, Dotson and his wife actually posted a video talking about it, and they said the money was probably dirty.
Okay. So?
It's not dirty for you.
Not dirty. I didn't do anything.
But what if somebody comes looking for it that's a bad guy? What if it's cartel money?
Well, You got $7.2 million. I'm sure you could protect yourself pretty well with $7.2.
I don't know, man.
And get a couple guys to hang around me with some strapping. You know, you're right, though.
The $7.2,
it's going to be like No Country for Old Men, man.
Yeah.
You're going to have one dude just chasing you
just
down
chasing
the rest of your
life.
Chasing
you down, trying to get that money, you know?
I definitely wouldn't give it back. You know, and on top of that, I would sue them back for suing me.
So, yeah, I'm countersuing. You're suing.
You know, because... That's ridiculous.
And well, the fact that they only offered $600,000, I mean, and of course it's $600,000. Why didn't they split it? How did they not settle on, all right, no, you're getting half? Possession is 9/10 of the law, bro.
Well, you don't even split it.
All right. Well, let's get your take. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Would you give the money back? Would you give part of the money back? Would you keep it all? Let us know. Give us a call. We'll be back.
I would go right to the casino, put it on 23 red.
23 red.
Let it ride.
Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey.
925 WIRX 925-9479. Talking this morning about buying essentially $7.2 million.
How much you bought it for?
$500.
$500.
So TV show Storage Wars, obviously people go and buy and bid on these lockers. Sometimes they pay a little bit more. Sometimes they luck out and get it for $10. But recently there's been some debate because a guy bought one of these lockers, these storage lockers, that has been repossessed, confiscated. And inside that locker was a safe. That safe had $7.2 million in it. Well, now the original owners of the locker that got it repossessed because they didn't pay their bills sued the guy. Then they came to an agreement. They ended up giving him $1.2 million for the $7 million. So they walked away with $6 million. He got $1.2
million.
Huh. I think it's BS that they got the money back.
First of all, why do you have $7.2 million in a safe and a storage locker?
In a storage locker,
if you have $7.2 million, you could make your own storage locker.
And so now some people are saying, okay, the money's dirty. Maybe it belongs to a drug dealer.
Why wouldn't you bury it?
Yeah.
Or why wouldn't you have like a buddy go grab it?
Yeah.
Like, dude, there's $7.2 million. What are you doing today? What do you got? You got lunch? Can you skip lunch today? Because I need you to go pick up $7.2, bro.
$7.2 million. Exactly. How do you not know if you're putting in the storage locker?
Yeah.
You think you'd keep track of it's not like it was, again, $100,000, which is still a lot. But let's say you are a drug dealer. Maybe it is cartel money. I'm speculating here, but maybe it is. 7.2 isn't just like a little.
No,
you know,
it's a stack of cash, man. A game of cash, obviously, right?
Yeah, it was cash. It was $7.2 million in cash.
First of all, I'm glad. I'm glad he lost the 7.2 because if you're dumb enough to put it in a storage locker and leave it, you deserve to lose that kind of money.
Now let's say it belonged to a less than respectable individual, if you will. And they come in and they put the screws on. You say, like, hey, you can go ahead and keep this money, but it's going to bring nothing but problems for you. Or we give you 1.2, leave it at that.
Or you give us 1.2 and we'll leave you alone.
Or no, we'll give you 1.2. Mm-hmm. We'll take the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 7.2. All right. Here's 1.2, just so you know.
Yeah.
Because they only offered 600,000, which is kind of a weird number to start out. We'll give you 600,000 of this.
You know, I wonder who the guy is that has the money.
Yeah.
It almost seems like the guy, you know what happens a lot of times? Like these dudes go to jail and they stash this money and they stash it away until they get back out so they can go get it again. That seems more of a legitimate story to me than some random dude just putting $7.2 million in a storage locker.
Yeah. I don't understand. I really don't understand. And there's very little details on this.
And I bet the government's just licking their chops.
Like,
how can we get some of that 7.2?
We got to get that. We got to get that 7.2.
Sorry, government. It's dirty.
It's dirty money. They don't care. All government's money is dirty. It's mine.
Right.
You ain't getting nothing. That's interesting. Would you give back the money? Let us know. 925-WIRX, 925-9479.
Kind of goes back to, there was a story two weeks ago where a guy, like a shop, they were, what were they, like replacing something on an old World War II tank?
And they found a bunch of old, like, Nazi gold, didn't
gold,
they?
Gold, yeah. They found, like, a bunch of gold bars in this Nazi tank.
Well, I remember reading a story one time, like, these, like, treasure hunters, which... All right, you're an adult. You're not a treasure hunter.
Get a job.
Get a job.
I guess it's better than, picketing and,
that's
and protesting, but still.
Or being a model. I'm a model. But these treasure hunters found like a bunch of like old Aztec gold, like in a shipwreck.
Yeah.
They got to keep it.
Well, good.
Yeah, and then, of course, all the governments are like, oh, no, that was in our ocean. Don't own the ocean, buddy.
No.
That's God's water.
Right.
You don't own nothing in that ocean.
I want some of that money.
No, it's ours. You found it on God.
Rock 106.
Hey, good morning. 7:58, Brock and Hunter.
What's up, man?
And you. Yeah, you.
You guys listening out there.
It's 7:58. Did I say the time? Anyway, it doesn't matter. So this morning we were talking about some guy buying a storage locker at an auction.
Yeah.
Storage locker had a safe. That safe had $7.2 million. The owners of that locker come a call and saying, hey, we want our money back. Here's $600,000. He says, no dice. They eventually come to an agreement. The guy who bought the locker gets 1.2. They get the rest of the six. And now the question is,
what would I do?
Yeah.
I'd keep the 7.2, but I would give them something.
Yeah.
They would definitely get the safe.
They would get the safe.
Right.
Nice safe?
I'll give you the safe.
Can't be that good of a safe if some guy was able to open it.
Right.
Didn't seem like it was that hard. Let's take a couple phone calls. What do you think about this? Would you give the money back? Would you give half back? What's your take? WIRX, hello.
Hey, Brad. Hey, Honor. Good morning.
What's up, man?
This is Vlad. With the confidentiality clause, I mean, if I'm going to buy a locker, or bid on a locker or a unit, how in the hell would the person that had it know who bid on it and who got it?
That's actually a really good point.
Yeah, that's a good
point.
Because it's fake.
Yes. That's true.
And they're doing it to get more.
Well, Clint Bear, she bought your locker, sir. There's $7 million in there. Well, why did you tell?
Yeah, that's there should be a confidential. You know, that's a really good point.
Well, just like when they rented out the storage unit for whoever had the money in there.
Yep.
You know, they had to sign an agreement. Say, hey, you know, whatever's in there, we can auction it off.
Yep.
Too damn bad.
Yep.
Those are both. That's, you know, you had to sign something, and it's that's your legal documents right there.
Those are both great points. All right, thanks for the call, bud.
Yep.
Bye.
That's a pretty good point.
I think about that. It's like, okay, I bought this locker. Don't tell anybody I bought this locker.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I think your rights would be waived to know, like to protect people.
Oh, absolutely, especially when $7.2 million is involved. You know what? It's fake. It's fake. They're doing it for more views. They're losing viewership.
You know, Glenn, that really, I didn't even think about that. That is an excellent point. Anytime when you rent the storage locker, I guarantee there's a clause for that. Say, yeah. No, this is my locker. No one needs to know that it's my locker.
Well, it's already been proven the show's fake, yeah. So.
Maybe this is probably just trying to drum up. I bet you the ratings were lower.
This is a fake story.
Yeah. Damn it.
You know what? Storage Wars. You know, let's all just stop watching Storage Wars.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? They tease you before the commercial every time anyway.
Glenn, he's obviously hasn't started drinking early enough yet this morning, but he blew this story wide open.
All right. Let me guess. This is how the episode goes. He buys the locker. Then he starts going through the locker after the first commercial set.
Yep.
And then he gets to the safe. And he's like, oh, my God, it's a safe.
And
so he starts to open the safe up.
Commercial break.
Then they show the opening the safe. And
commercial break. Then you sit there and wait.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. They open the safe up, and then they pan to the guy's face, and his face goes,
no way.
Boom, boom, boom.
Commercial. Then they come back. They do a recap. Yep. Show some stuff you don't care about.
And then it's always something like so underwhelming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I guess 7.2 isn't underwhelming at all, but.
Yeah.
You know, it's fake.
Yeah.
Damn you, Storage Wars.
It's 7.2 in Monopoly money. It was the Monopoly man safe.
Yeah. You know what else is fake?
What?
Pawn Stars. It's a fake one. I had a cousin go on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They gave him a piece of a... They gave him a cooler? A Coca-Cola cooler? They're like, walk on, walk back in. Act like you own this.
Yeah.
It ruined it for me, man. Cousin's like, dude, it's totally fake.
That sucks. Is anything real?
No. You know what? This show's real. We're real.
That's true. Well...
We don't fib.
I did get cheek implants in my ass, so that's fake. But everything else, though, fake ass, everything else real. I think that works.
That works.
It's not going to be winners every time, folks. Rock 106.